May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and today we're going to talk about prioritizing mental health in the workplace. It's a vital investment for success of your company. Prioritizing mental health in the workplace. Today we're going to get actionable strategies to reduce stress, boost productivity, and foster a supportive culture. Invest in your team's well-being for greater success and employee satisfaction. Let's unlock the key to a healthier, happier workplace. You're listening to Kathy's Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Owen. You know, in today's fast-paced and demanding work environments, the importance of mental health cannot be overstated. Yet, all too often, it is neglected, leading to increased stress, burnout, and diminished productivity among employees. Today, we're going to explore the significance of prioritizing mental health in the workplace, and we're going to provide you with actionable strategies for creating a supportive and thriving work environment. You know, mental health is a fundamental aspect of overall well-being. Yet, it is frequently overlooked in the workplace. The stigma surrounding mental health issues often leads to silence and secrecy. It prevents individuals from seeking the support that they need. As a result, stress levels rise, productivity declines, and morale suffers. Neglecting mental health support in the workplace can have far-reaching consequences. Employees may experience increased absenteeism and even presenteeism, which is being physically present but not mentally engaged, and even turnover. Moreover, unrelated mental health issues can escalate, leading to more severe problems such as anxiety disorders, depression, and substance abuse. It's time for organizations to shift their paradigm and prioritize mental health as a crucial component of their overall well-being strategy. By creating a culture that values and supports mental health, employers can foster resilience, enhance productivity, and improve employee retention. So I'm going to give you some strategies to implement this in the workplace. Number one, promote awareness and education. Start by raising awareness about mental health issues and reducing the stigma associated with them. Offer workshops, seminars, and training sessions to educate employees about the importance of mental health and destigmatize seeking support. Number two, provide access to resources. Ensure that employees have access to mental health resources and support services. This may include employee assistance programs, counseling services, and mental health hotlines. Make information about these resources readily available and encourage employees to utilize them when needed. Number three, foster a supportive environment. Create a workplace culture that prioritizes well-being and supports open dialogue about mental health. Encourage managers to check in regularly with their team members, listen actively to their concerns, and offer support and guidance when needed. Number four, promote work-life balance. Recognize the importance of work-life balance in maintaining good mental health. Encourage your employees to take regular breaks, use their vacation time, and establish boundaries between work and personal life. And lead by example by demonstrating a healthy work-life balance yourself. Number five, encourage self-care practices. Encourage employees to prioritize self-care practices such as exercise, mindfulness, and hobbies outside of work. Provide opportunities for relaxation and stress reduction, such as yoga classes or meditation series. You know, prioritizing mental health is a win-win investment. And it's not only just the right thing to do from a humanitarian perspective, but it is also a smart business decision. By investing in the mental health and well-being of employees, organizations can create a more positive and productive work environment, reduce turnover, and ultimately drive greater success and profitability. Let's commit to prioritizing mental health in the workplace and creating environments where all employees feel supported, valued, and empowered to thrive. Together, we can build a brighter and healthier future for our teams and our organizations. Have you downloaded the May Mental Health Awareness Calendar? Well, if not, I will have a link to that calendar in the show notes and description below, and I invite you to download it today, no matter what month you happen to be listening or watching this episode. All right, that's my episode for today. I trust that you found it helpful. If you know somebody who can benefit from this, please share it with them. And until next time, I will see you next time. Peace out and namaste. Beyond.